Chapter 15, Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, text 33, 43 through 44. I'm just going to read the first verse. Sometimes one's conceptions are also polluted by goodness. Clearly, we have got enemies there. The actual aim of life is to go back home, back to God. But there are many hindrances created by the three modes of enjoyment. Sometimes by a combination of rajagun and tamagun, modes of passion and ignorance, and sometimes by the mode of goodness. In the material world, even one is a philanthropist, an actualist, and a good man, according to the materialistic estimations, these conceptions of life form a hindrance to spiritual advancement. How much more of a hindrance are hostility, greed, illusion, lamentation, and too much attachment to material enjoyment? Progress towards the target of Vishnu, which is our real self-interest, one must become very powerful in conquering these various hindrances or enemies. In other words, one should not be attached to being a good man or a bad man in this material world. In the material world, so-called goodness and badness are the same, but they consist of the three modes of material nature. One must transcend this material nature. Even the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies consist of three modes of material nature. Therefore, Krishna advises Arjuna, Trigoyuna Vishaya Vedana, Nice Trigoyuna Arjuna, Vidvando Niti Santisto, Niyoga Shema Atmavan. The Vedas consist of the subject of the three modes of material nature, rise above the modes of Arjuna, be transcendental to all of them, be established with yourself.
I briga za dobitkom i sigurnošću, sigurnošću i odrežuju se u osobnom biću. Vrata Krishna. U drugom mjestu Bhagavad Gita gospodin kaže, Urdhvam Gacchanti, onako postoje veoma dobra osoba, drugim rečima, dobro ubranjenje, bude se uzdići na više pranjenje. A kada sada želim raza unom, tamo unom, rastati u ovom svijetu i otići u životinjsko pranjenje. Ali sva ta stanja su prepoznata na putu duhovnog spasenja.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu za to je kao Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Brahmande Brahmate Kam Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Mai Bhakti Lata Bhish. The one is fortunate to transcend all the so-called goodness and badness, come to the platform of devotional service, and mercy of Krishna and Guru, his life becomes successful. In this regard, one must be very bold, so he can conquer these enemies of Krishna consciousness. And caring the good and bad of this material world, one must be boldly propagate Krishna
consciousness. Propovedati svesnost Krišne. Wow. Great. Še verše. Svatana koja je uslovljena živjeća ima u životu, nekad se događa na strašnju muzeru, koju se ispagavaju kroz vezanost, neprijateljstvo, pokretu, jadikovanje,
iluzije, strašnju, strašnju gled, uvreda, laženje, grešaka, intolerance, passion, bewilderment, hunger, and sleep. All these are enemies
sometimes. Sometimes
one's perceptions are also polluted by goodness. Namaste Sarasvati Deva Gaurvani Pracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Vashtadya Vishnavani. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Udara Krishna Prami Atmana Abhisadaya Admaivi Atmano Bandur Atmaivi Ripur Atmana Bandur Abhatmana Stasya Enai Vatmana Jita Anatmana Su Shatruve Vartita Admaivi Shatruva Chitatmana prasantasya paramatmana smahita chitoshna sukadukeshu tatamana pamanayo. A man has to elevate himself by his own mind and not degrade himself. The mind is the friend of the
existing soul
and his enemy as well. One is conquering the mind of the
Lord.
A man must elevate himself by his own mind and not degrade himself. The mind is the friend of the conditioned soul and his enemy as well. It's the translation of the other.
Will him who has come at my point?
No, that's the last verse. There's two verses in a row which are almost identical. Beginning with Udrana and out. One must deliver himself with the help of mind and not create himself. Mind is a friend of the conditioned soul as anyway as well. One is conquered the mind, his mind is a best of friends. If one is able to do so, his very mind will become the greatest enemy. One is conquered the mind, the super soul is a reach. Free is a great tranquility, such a person, happiness and distress, heat and cold, honor and dishonor, all the same.
Slava, srama.
And Prabhupada writes in purport that in material distress that here in the mind must be so trained that it can deliver the conditioned soul from the mire of nations. Material existence is what is subjected to the influence of the mind and the senses. In fact, pure souls entangled material world because the mind is involved with a false ego. Everyone have experience of your mind being involved with a false ego. What's that?
All the time.
All the time. Anyone have experience of the mind not being involved with a false ego?
I'm a daughter of Kusha. Pino.
And what is a false ego? It desires the Lord of hosts and the nation. So, the mind is living in the soul, the pure soul, is entangled in the material world. Because the mind is involved with the false ego, which is which desires to lord over the material nature. Therefore, the mind should be trained that it shall not be attracted by the glitter of material nature, and in this way the conditioned soul may be saved.
Simple,
very simple.
Just
how you become attracted to Krishna
rather than material energy.
And what, as Krishna, when Arjuna asks, well, Krishna told Arjuna you have a duty to do.
Krishna told Arjuna.
So if we absorb our minds in our duty, then
right, and
of course, our duty is Yajna by Vishnu, to sacrifice Vishnu. The mature world, there can't be a duty for the mature body. In other words, in the moment we're absorbed in the false ego, we can do our duty, with the idea that although we're identifying ourselves to greater or lesser extent with the mature body, still we recognize that we should be service of Krishna. So in the Varnashram Dharma, one has his duties of brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, or one may have a duty as a shudra, vaishya, kshatriya, or a brahmana. But Daiva Varnashram means the duty has become Krishna.
Krishna.
Whether it be the deity worship in the temple, or the fire sacrifice, or the meditation, as the
individual.
And for a devotee, their duty is always remember Krishna and never forget an actual advanced devotee. In other words, as Krishna says, one who takes pleasure in the self, who satisfies the self, rejoices in the self only. For him only Arjuna, there is no duty. So if one can come to the platform of pure consciousness of Krishna, then there is no duty to do in the material world. Please Krishna, except for
Krishna.
Just be Krishna conscious. But until we come to that platform, we have to have something to do with this body. All the entities, they're forced to act on
us.
So we may think we're the doer and we're doing something, but actually we're being forced to do these things. Or we're voluntarily doing them to serve, to please Krishna, to serve Krishna. Under the direction of Guru Sadhana Shastra. So, while we're involved in serving Guru Sadhana Shastra, hopefully consciously, because this is a society to develop our consciousness, not just to put ourselves here or put ourselves there, it's to put ourselves in the proper consciousness. The idea of coming to the program, for instance, is that we might hear about Krishna in the program. If we pay attention, we can come to the program and hear our minds talking to us for half an hour, 45 minutes, so many different things. Or we can come and we can actually hear the holy name, we can hear the philosophy, or something like that. We can do something to put our minds in Krishna consciousness. And ultimately, here it says, it's the living entity is entangled because of his mind is attached to the false ego, which desires to go to the material nature. Either in goodness or in passion or in ignorance. We may think, well, I'm just trying to go to the control of material nature and goodness, so that's it's good. I'm a good person. I mean, I'm Krishna conscious. I mean, I'm absorbing my mind in the thoughts of Krishna, but I'm a good person. So that's good enough. I just want to be a good person and enjoy goodness. Or someone else may think, well, I'll write a little passion for good once in a while. Can't be good all the time. It's kind of boring. being good.
Mm-hmm.
Through all the past ignorance.
Yeah, but I'll do it just because of the master Steve.
I mean, how many people actually think that hunger and sleep are their enemies, rather than the hero spread?
It's missing this.
Oh, it's time to sleep. Oh, it's bliss. Oh, it's time to eat. Wow, exquisite. They have an enemy. They're my dearmost companions. This is what I live for.
But here it
says they're enemies, along with illusion and envy, madness, and a whole variety of other things we lose all of our minds in. Criticism, fault finding. Someone has to recognize that these are all attempts, or these frustrations, dealing with trying to lower the nature.
So,
instead, one has to absorb the mind, adhering, beginning of hearing, practice, trying to learn how to hear. Krishna said, Dhyanadre, Dhyanadre, Vishamiva, Parinami, Ritopama, Tatsukam, Satyakam, Prokam, Atmabuddhi, Pusaraja. That which in the beginning may be bitter like poison. So to control the mind, at the beginning is bitter, it's just like poison. Because as soon as you start trying to control the mind, then we become acutely aware of how much poison there is in my mind. And to get rid of it, material nature is not so favorable. In other words, to get rid of it, become detached from it. We can't get rid of it. It's not like
we can't become detached from it.
Because as soon as one thought leaves our mind, another thought will come.
I don't mean this lady anymore. And then another
guy. Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita mentions Krishna that we're supposed to do our duty, but Arjuna, as we know, asks Krishna, but why? Sometimes I don't do my duty, and Krishna says it's lust. And lust covers our consciousness, so we don't see things as they actually are.
And
it impels us to act the ways that we should be acting, although we're suffering. So then Prabhupada writes that, or Krishna says, Indriyani Mahabhubhir, Asidishtana Uchite, Ajari Mahabhadhyesha, Jnana Mahabhadhyesha. The senses, the mind, the intelligence, they're the sitting places of lust, which veils the real knowledge and it bewilders it. So Prabhupada said, we have to find out where our enemy is. How is this? If you don't know where your enemy is, you can't conquer your enemy. So, how does lust begin? It begins with hearing.
When
we hear about something about the material world, somehow or another is going to cover us. Now we can hear about the material world, but if we see it in relation to Krishna, then it's not material anymore. Then it's spiritual. But just hearing from materialists, then our consciousness becomes covered. Because the materialists, generally speaking, they're inspiring us to do something. They're motivating us to do something. And when we're motivated to do something in the material world, we're impelled by lust and ignorance. Show either that glory is a some activity or some object, then the mind becomes filled with lusty desires, and then the senses become agitated, filled with lusty desires. So then the soul has to make a choice, if it has a choice. If it knows something about Krishna consciousness, then it could become detached from these ideas. And if it's not Krishna conscious, then they'll simply choose from either ignorance, passion, or goodness,
Pandu's condition.
And therefore, as soon as the soul chooses the visual energy, then lusty, it gets lusty intelligence. Lusty intelligence means we're chosen to gratify our senses and our mind, and therefore, that decision means we've done it under the influence of lusty intelligence, perverted intelligence. That choice means we're choosing our lusty intelligence. And lusty intelligence influences the soul to acquire a false ego, which it misidentifies itself with its mind and senses for sense gratification. So when our intelligence becomes lusty, then we choose to come under the influence of a false ego, and therefore we believe that if I gratify my senses and my mind, I'll become happy. Therefore, on the other hand, if one hears about the glories of Krishna and gains one's spiritual intelligence, and using the mind and senses according to those instructions, then the result is that Tesham Sadatam Yukdanam Bhadatam Kipurva Tadani Buddhiyogam Tam Yamam Upyantide. The Krishna gives us more and more intelligence by which we can come to Him, and eventually, as Krishna sees our sincerity, that we actually want to follow the process, which is aimed at meditating on Him, developing a relationship with Him, then He reveals Himself and we become ecstatic to some period, some extent, and everything becomes clearer, at least we see things clearer, that actually, that's why I'm Krishna's servant. I don't know the relationship, but that's why I actually have some kind of servant of Krishna. And one has Krishna to some extent, to some degree, or to some period of time within one's mind, then one can see the difference. The happy result of becoming free from all these different varieties of suffering. Envy, no delusion, madness, even sleeping, excessive sleeping, excessive eating, or eating outside of Krishna consciousness, or dreaming about things other than Krishna. One can see that these are rather times and activities of suffering compared to Krishna consciousness. There's an activity of happiness and pleasure. So one has to see that differentiation, and then we choose, because that's our free will, choose Krishna consciousness over other varieties of material experience. If one can fortunately get in the higher case, Nishya Nivartite, there are Asadayam Rasavarya Vasopyasya Puramdrishva Nivartite, that the divine soul, he may be restricted from sense objects, but that taste for sense objects remains. The ceasing such engagements by experience in a higher taste, one becomes fixed in consciousness. So that higher taste is what we should be anxious for. Anxious to show to Krishna that we're willing to sacrifice more of Him. Although we want to do one thing, we'll do what Krishna wants us to do. Which sometimes is simple. I want to do this, and I'll give them the program anyhow. And then Krishna appreciates that. That we've sacrificed for Him. Because we've come to the program, we're thinking, I'm such a great devotee, I've come to the program, everyone else is to be here. That kind of meditation won't help us very much. Or we come to the program, we think, well, this is the most comfortable. Philosophy is so boring, it's the best place to fall asleep.
She's
that won't help us very much either.
Dobročasna in to
ne. We have chapters, some idea of how to get that higher phase, how to become eligible for the higher phase, so that we won't become attached to our present condition, past experience, which is always coming up and influencing us and encouraging us to fall into the illusory energy. This one mode of nature
really.
So if one is fortunate to get to the higher phase and then develop on that higher phase so that one not only in the program is trying to become Krishna conscious, but even during the day, if one has an engagement by which one can try to become Krishna conscious during the day, and then one will make that progress.
Krishna, when
because we come to the program once in a while, and we get a little fired up, and we think it's as soon as we leave, then immediately we forget.
Fired up, entusiastic.
And we're back to the most natural condition of life.
Gremo nazaj v pobijeno stanje.
Dakshi, who was in ecstasy when Vishnu came, riding the back of Garuda.
Stasi, koji je pršil na...
After Dakshi offered wonderful prayers to Lord Vishnu. And he was totally in ecstasy, and he couldn't remain standing, feeling so much transcendental pleasure. But because he had material desires, therefore when he asked for unlimited sex life, he was back to Moses' nature again. Even after feeling unlimited pleasure, he was back to material existence again. So
my idea
is Buddha, my ego, not my Dharatya. We shouldn't take Maya so lightly. As soon as we can get Krishna, we're back in Maya. We may feel comfortable in our Maya, we may think, I'm in good Maya.
We think, good Maya.
I can't leave this Maya, so nice.
Maybe
we're on a stool. Won't leave the stool because it's warm, it's comfortable, it's free, there's plenty of the stool. This whole family is there. It's wonderful. But from the point of view of a person who's not a worm, it's not so wonderful. So from the point of view of Krishna, a person who's asking Krishna, whatever Maya we may be in is not as wonderful as we may imagine it is. So one has to develop the higher taste and one can understand what is Maya and what is Krishna consciousness, and then choose Maya from Krishna consciousness above Maya more times and more consistently. No one's life becomes successful. So I'll stop there and any questions.
To je to, ki bi se stavilo na dokrešno vprašanje.
Oh, did you write? Welcome.
Yes. Hare Krishna, you did not describe being in the mode of goodness very positive.
Mi si opisal,
Srila Prabhupada says,
da smo v liniji zelo pozitivni, ampak Srila Prabhupada pravi, da se moramo situirati na in da je to kao
koraga,
transcendence, kako ne to razumije.
You think your goodness is wonderful in your ignorance. But goodness is necessary, is a necessary step, generally speaking, to kind of transcendence. Because like if you wanted to take an airplane from here to Brussels, you have to go to the airport.
In to čisto zemljivo.
Going to the airport alone won't help you.
Če hočemo istupiti na
airplane,
moramo iti na letališče.
If your goal is to get on the airplane, plane to fly to Brussels, going to the airport won't help. But it doesn't go to the airport, you can't get on the airplane.
Samo letališče ne bo pomagalo.
So when you get on, when you get to the airport and get on the airplane and your life and you're going to Brussels will become successful.
Tako da če
come to goodness alone has no value unless you transcend goodness.
Ono bo to pomagalo.
Come to pure goodness. Using goodness to engage in Krishna service to transcend goodness and your life is successful. Just becoming come to the boat of goodness won't help. Coming to demigod, go to the high planetary system, but it's still part of the conditioned life and material existence. Going back to demigods, have a harder time performing their sadhana with intensity and sincerity than we have.
The goodness
brings a certain amount of material happiness, which brings back complacency also. Anything else?
Okay.
Yes.
Maharaj, yesterday, for us,
Maharaj,
for us, You said that the first thing is to understand where we are going, so that we can adopt the process seriously. But on lectures, we are devoting much more time to the process itself, like this verse.
Goal and process is the same. Goal is Krishna, the process is serve Krishna. The goal is to serve
Krishna.
So the process and Krishna are the same thing. And the goal of life is to serve Krishna.
Goal to
Gyanam, 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 Gamyam, Riddhi, Sarvasavishita. He's the source of light in all luminous objects. He is beyond the darkness of matter and is unmanifested. He is knowledge. He is the object of knowledge. And he is the goal of knowledge. He is situated in everyone's heart.
He
is knowledge. He is the object of knowledge. He is the goal of knowledge.
He is situated in everyone's heart.
Anything else?
Well, Radharaj, my Bhagavad Gita, Shrimad Bhagavatam, Gita, Shrimad Bhagavatam, Gita, 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 Gita,